You're listening to Dine to Learn More with Trevor and Laura. Dine to Learn More is where we talk about death and bereavement to deepen our understanding of this inevitable part of life.
Hi, I'm Trevor Josephson.
And I'm Laura Salimian.
And we're here today to do another installment of our Dying to Learn More podcast. We started this podcast as a way of talking about different topics that we found that maybe people are uncomfortable talking about, but we feel are very important to talk about. Isn't that right, Laura?
Yes, and also some people have asked to know more about these things too. There are people that do want to learn more about it or are curious.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and these topics are around topics like grief, loss, anticipatory grief, end of life, death. So that, obviously you can hear as I'm listing them why they might be uncomfortable for us, but also why they're so valuable for us to open up conversation around. So today, you know, I was going on my walk in the park this morning, as I often do, and I was thinking, what are we going to talk about today? And it popped into my head this idea that I have developed over time working with clients that are grieving and clients that are experiencing end of life, this idea about the arc of life with loss and gain as part of that arc.
Okay, so what do you mean by the loss and gain in an arc?
Okay, so I guess I don't want to get mathematical. That's not what we're going to do here. But you know that old, the charts and graphs that we had to do in school with the x-axis and the y-axis?
Yes, please don't make me think back to that.
No, we're not going to torture ourselves with that. But as a way of imagining one of those x-y-axis and the arc that might be formed in there, you could think of the x-axis as the amount of gains or positive experiences that we might have in life.
Okay.
You know, the things that we celebrate. And the y-axis, which I, if my memory serves me right, that's on the bottom, right? That's a horizontal line that goes
on the bottom. Really
asking so the that's the time, okay? That's the measurement of time. So starting at zero on one end and going right across and accumulating the years, so to speak, right? So we picture this arc on this graph, and if we start at the very bottom left hand corner where the x and y are sort of at zero, each at zero, that's our birth. That's when we're born, right?
Okay.
So we come into this world how do we come into this world, Laura?
Right at the bottom.
Yeah. We come in kicking and screaming.
Screaming as well.
A baby is born with some pretty immediate needs, right? Those immediate needs are to be nourished, to be fed, to find warmth, to find comfort, to be cared for, and a baby will cry.
Yeah.
To get those things, right?
Yeah, we don't have anything. We actually depend on people to give us.
Right, we're
helpless.
But
that's how, I guess, our first gains are.
That's right. And we reach out to the world around us for those, but we have to scream out for them, right? We have to demand them. And then we start to receive them. And then as we get older, into toddlerhood, you know, the toddler starts making some demands of him or herself, right? Well, I want this, I want that. And finding that, sometimes they have some success in that, right?
Right.
And there's a celebration when they achieve, you know, the first day of kindergarten, and then they go through school. So you could see where the human life is sort of designed almost like we're programmed to achieve things, to ask for things, to acquire things, to gain, to build and maintain. What happens later in life? What are some of those things that we might achieve as we get older, would you think?
Well, there's university, if you choose that path, jobs, promotions. Maybe it's also things like physical achievements. I now ran a marathon, or I did things like that. It could be having a baby, getting married, buying a house.
Yeah.
These are all different. It's how we define what these accruals and goals, I guess, would be.
Right. Yeah. So these things, and when they come along, we celebrate them, don't we? I mean, we have a gathering. We play music. We have food. We celebrate. We even mark it on the calendar. They're big things that we celebrate because they're happy events that take place in life, and we feel good about it, right?
Yeah.
And it just happens kind of naturally. Some of these things are just, they just happen naturally. It's just part of being a human being and going through life, right?
That's
they just happen along the way, and they're joyously received and acquired as we go along. Now that's the positive side. That's the arc. We're going up on an upward trajectory here, right? As we go along in time, right? So time is going along. And we reach a point at the top of that arc where it kind of levels off a bit, which we call like a plateau. And that's where, maybe we have a home that we've made for ourselves. We perhaps have those special relationships in our lives, family, friends that are pretty consistent for us and are meaningful for us. Perhaps we've started our own family. We have a career perhaps that we are maintaining and a certain amount of material acquisitions and gains that we've acquired. That are at our disposal, and we're happy about that. But we don't need more, perhaps, right? We've reached this point where this is pretty good. We're just going to cruise along here for a while. I guess you might call that cruising into middle age. That's our midlife. But then perhaps the line dips down a little bit as we experience perhaps the death of a significant person in our life, maybe our parents.
I mean that is the natural, their arc and timelines and ours are matched but not in the same.
Yes, kind of overlay the different arcs of the family members for sure. So we have some of these losses that start to happen in our life. Perhaps the children grow up and leave home, so that is a type of loss, a grief in a way that we experience, and we struggle with that. That does not come easy. That's not something that we necessarily celebrate, is when important people in our life die, when perhaps we retire. There's a retirement party and every. But for a lot of people, the retirement opens up a new world for them, and it can be a struggle because perhaps so much of their purpose and meaning was all around their identity attached to their job that they did for so many years. And then maybe health concerns start to happen for a person as they age. They start to notice, I can't do that marathon anymore.
Right? Yeah, it does change. We're not the same. And as it's been time, our bodies have its own wear and tear. It's only
the
natural.
Wear and tear.
It's almost unavoidable. Everybody has to deal with something in their body.
I like the way you use the word natural, right? this arc of life here is part of the natural course of one's life as an organic being in the world, right? And so we continue to experience more and more losses. So now the arc, the line is dropping now. It's starting to go downhill, so to speak. I guess there's that reference to the, are you over the hill? Are you going,
But now you're making the point of, at the beginning, we keep seeing all our future hopes and dreams, future accruals, future gains, future goals. But once you're coming maybe on the downward part, what are you seeing ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. And for some people, the losses accumulate, the list of losses gets bigger and bigger, and they're not having a lot of gains perhaps,
right?
They're not having as many gains as they had in the first half of that part of their life.
Or it's harder to find the full happiness in them because you're also dealing with losses.
Exactly. These losses are not celebrated, they're not something that we wanted, they're being thrust upon us. mostly, you know, against our will, perhaps, you know, the mandatory retirement or inability to continue doing the activities that I wanted because of, you know, different health issues.
I was going to say, we're not, I think when Trevor says loss, he's not meaning loss of a person. He's meaning loss of different things or abilities that maybe, like, maybe you can't run a marathon anymore.
Yeah.
Or that kind of losses. It's not necessarily that we're talking specifically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that first part of the gains in life, we're kind of programmed for it, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come out of we're born into this world kicking and screaming, you know, asking, demanding for things, and then we celebrate all those gains along the way. But we're, so much of it is just natural. It's just kind of built into us. We just do it, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
and don't really think twice. We just do it. But now we are experiencing losses, and perhaps we're not programmed so much for that.
Right.
Right. And I think that brings the challenge of loss and grief that starts to happen in people's lives. We don't readily have the resources to turn to within us to say, oh yeah, okay, another loss. There we go, another loss. Yay, here comes another.
Oh.
No, we fight against it.
Yeah.
Right? We resist it, we fight against it, we feel it's unfair perhaps. Perhaps we get angry, perhaps it pushes us into a depression.
Yeah, well, and there's things like you do have some losses that you do expect, so you know they're
sure.
gonna come.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've had this conversation with a bunch of people suddenly clicking in like, wait, I have siblings, and like, we're not always going to be living,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
at the same time. And that's a weird thing, because from the moment you were born, you had your siblings.
Right.
So
yeah.
suddenly to come to this realization
yeah.
that, wait a minute.
This is what's coming up ahead.
Yeah, and my friends, there's no guarantee
mm-hmm.
they're going to be beside me, you know. There's ones we expect, but then there's the accepting that we're going to have to, as you said, it's just,
sure.
it's loss.
It's these losses are cumulative and they compound. And of course, at the bottom of that line, that arc that we have on our graph,
mm-hmm.
is our own death.
Right.
That we cannot deny is approaching, and you know,
right.
we do know, and we don't want to focus on it, we don't want to think about it all the time, but we it's in the back of our mind, isn't it, as we approach that. So here we are. This is quite a conundrum we've gotten ourselves into here with this arc of loss. Where does that leave us? And all the many people that I have worked with over the years that are experiencing grief and loss and end of life concerns, you know, this is very real for them. This is what
yes.
they are experiencing, this downward arc, right?
Yeah.
And I started thinking, oh my gosh, that's just so, so hard, so terrible for them to have to be experiencing this. But yet it is, it's real,
mm-hmm.
it's unavoyable. I'm not going to you know, try to silver line this, you know, I'm not gonna
yeah.
go into a place of denial here and avoidance, not why, we have to confront it. We
yeah.
have to deal with this
yeah.
reality. So what I do believe we have that we don't always take full advantage of, we don't always give ourselves credit for, are in full awareness of, is the wisdom that we've gained in life.
Mm.
Right? Now we have that to
yeah.
draw upon.
Yeah.
As we experience these losses. So we're not maybe programmed for to accept these losses, but we do have wisdom that we've acquired during that first part of the arc of our life
yeah.
that we can now draw upon.
Right. And it gives meaning to these memories.
Yeah.
Right? We find more meaning in things that we have done.
Mm-hmm.
And to share these stories and find that enjoyment again with them.
Exactly. It's a person might be sitting here looking at the debris around them, the losses, you know, these it's just a debris field
mm-hmm.
for them. But if they can look at it from a different perspective, the debris that's on the ground around them are actually very precious gems, because they could be experiences. Yes, they might have lost that wonderful, beautiful person in their life, but the memories that are around that, the story of the time they spent with that person, that's really valuable, and that gives meaning to one's
right.
life. That becomes the where you can engage your wisdom and really avail yourself of the full benefit that you, I mean, you've worked hard, you know, you've worked hard all your life to accumulate that wisdom, because the only way you can gather wisdom is through life experience. That's the only way, because when we first start off in life, we don't have wisdom. It's something that we slowly acquire, painstakingly, methodically, you know, and so
sometimes
later in life.
Our own choice.
Yeah. I mean, wisdom comes out of failures, mm-hmm. you know, as much as it does out of successes. You know, it's all of that put together, life experience. So now, as we experience loss in life, we can tap into our inherent wisdom, our inner accumulated knowledge of who we are and how this world all works for us, right? And and that gives us the ability to reconcile loss.
Yeah. Well, and I think you'd given a good example earlier when we were talking about this, and if, like, what practical advice would you give to someone if they were saying, I used to climb mountains and travel, and I'm no longer able to do that? So how would you make them flip the switch on
missing
that loss? What's the practical solution?
Yeah, so what happens in so many people, well, maybe everyone's life, is that their world starts to shrink on them. Mm. When their ability to do things and to experience things like travel or, you know, the activities, when that starts to shrink on them, they can focus on that, or they can look at opportunities to expand different areas in their life, other worlds that might open up for them. So, for example, if someone spent much of their life going on beautiful hikes in the mountains and climbing mountains and experiencing the joy of being out in nature, but never had the time to actually compile all that, you know, pull it all together mm-hmm. into maybe a book or something like that.
Right.
You know, that's something, all those pictures that they took that are now just, you know, sitting in shoe boxes, well, maybe they can start putting all that together and then write stories about those adventures that they had. And the joy that can come from doing that, yeah, they can't go out there and climb those mountains anymore. They can't even go on a 1 kilometer hike, maybe.
Right.
But they can put their time and attention towards building the celebration of those beautiful memories that they have hold of. So as parts of one's life shrink, they have an opportunity and an option to expand other areas in their world.
Right. And you had said on our arc going up that we celebrate all these new things, new babies, new
mm-hmm.
houses. So maybe it's celebrating our memories on this arc down.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, of course. And why don't we help one another do that, right? Why
mm-hmm.
why don't we work as a community to engage in that? I don't think we do a really good job of that.
No. And people do like to speak their stories. It's a thing to give
mm-hmm.
time to listen to someone's story. And
it sure is.
You know, that is a gift. And if you have someone who likes to tell the stories, and sometimes you might think, oh, not this story again. You know, sometimes just try and listen, and
mm-hmm.
they're trying to find their meaning in that memory.
Yes.
And they're trying to celebrate that memory.
Yes, and memories are so valuable for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've banked them up, right? It's like a treasure chest full of these beautiful memories. Let's open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take those memories out. Let's enjoy them and share them with others. And that helps us to really appreciate the value and the beauty of our life despite all the loss. Because losses are there because that's part of how life works. But also, if we didn't have anything good in our life, anything special, anything meaningful in our life to begin with, well, the losses wouldn't have happened to begin with. So in the way, the losses are evidence that our life has had beauty in it and has had fulfillment in it.
Wow, that's so well said, Trevor. Is there anything else you wanted to say on this?
Maybe the only other thing to maybe comment on is it is a choice, I think. You know,
I think
it's a choice that each person makes as they're on that downward arc. Are they going to open themselves up to the wisdom that they have inside of themselves as a way of responding to these losses, or are they just going to react with anger and fear and depression? Mm. To and not that I truly believe that if those emotions are there, they need to be expressed and experienced,
right,
as well as part of it. That's part of the acknowledgement and the validation that, you know, darn it, I don't want to have these losses in my life. I find it very challenging and difficult, but it doesn't have to stop there.
Right.
Those losses are there to help a person understand about who they are and about this world that they live in, and about the fact that, you know, they do have a lot to celebrate, and those memories are there to remind them of that.
Mm-hmm. And there are people in your life on a different spot on the arc that you still get to join in on those celebrations.
Exactly. We do this in a community.
Yeah. This was a very interesting topic to bring up, Trevor. Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking about it today. And if any of you out there are appreciating these topics, please let us know. If there's a topic you'd like us to discuss, let us know.
We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being open to learning more about death and grief. Stay tuned for more episodes by following us on Instagram or Facebook.